The date is July 29th, 1964.
Ms. Schur, first I'd like to ask you, where did you get your art training?
I got my art training first at the California School of Arts and Crafts when it was still in Berkeley.
That's in Berkeley,
California. And graduated with first a fine arts major. And then later I went back and got a teacher's credential. And 10 years later, I went to the California School of Fine Arts and studied mural painting with Ray Boynton, and I was there 2.5 or 3 years.
That's the California School of Fine Arts in San Francisco.
Yes, mm-hmm. Has now another name.
San Francisco Art Institute, I believe it's called now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you studied mural painting there with Ray Boynton. He was doing actual fresco painting, wasn't he?
Yes, we had strictly fresco painting mainly, and also on the walls of the building itself, first inside and outside of the walls, and then we also did some tempera painting, studied old master's techniques.
Had you done any fresco painting over at the California School of Arts and Crafts?
No.
No. So that studying with Ray Boynton at the...
I had traveled in Europe after my first few years teaching, and that made me interested in mural painting.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And on board ship there were some people who had studied mural painting in Europe, and so when I came back to San Francisco I decided to give it another try, the art school another try.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like teaching too well, especially not in the grade schools or high school.
And how did you make your first connection with the government-sponsored art projects?
Well, while I was going to California School of Fine Arts, I did some small murals for individuals, just for the experience, and also for a settlement house in San Francisco. And so when this big art project at the Corotar was announced, the persons in charge of it were looking for people with experience, and I was one of the few in San Francisco that had experience working on walls.
Mm-hmm. Who was it who contacted you? Was it Walter Heil from the...
Well, officially it was Walter Heil, but as an artist it was Ralph Stackpole.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Who was in charge, pretty much in charge of picking the artists.
I see.
And then Dr. Heil had connections, but not as artists. He didn't know much about the artists.
Were you assigned a wall somewhere in Coit Tower to paint a mural?
Yes, I was assigned one of the 12 by 12 walls downstairs.
Oh, you have one on the first floor there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which side of the building as you enter? Which one?
As you enter, you go to your right. Mm-hmm. And first you have, on the immediate right, you have a panel by John Howard of the oil industry. And then next to it, I forgot what that one is, actually. Then as you walk past the windows, then the other corner, I have the first wall on, minus the newspaper printing industry.
Well, that puts you near Bernard Zockheim.
Right next to Bernard Zockheim.
Were you assigned at the time you were given a panel to at Coit Tower to do a fresco on, were you assigned a subject or were you given a choice?
Yes, the joke of it is, I was first given a choice and I chose the oil industry. I was very enthusiastic to have done that, but I was also very shy and always kept in the background, and other artists who were better known than John Howard came along and asked for oil, evidently. So I was pushed to a newspaper which was far removed from my interest or knowledge as anything could possibly be.
Yeah.
I was very sort of shy to go to that. I went to the Chronicle building. They were very, very helpful, and I was about to go in any department. I made a sketch of that. And Haba Dom, who's now Haba Stackpole, assisted me.
In doing the sketches or in the final painting of the...
She did some of the final parts of the painting.
How long did it, when you began this, when you were assigned this newspaper project or to paint the newspaper industry,